She's from the religious, she did reports on the religious, and this is Channel 4 TV.
Okay, and I can change this bulb, put another light bulb in the shed.
If you like.
Okay. Every few minutes they're setting up the cameras.
That'll help we get up in the shed.
We'd like to get first of all, a general statement from you about the state of the world and the state of your movement in it at this time.
There's a spiritual movement, and at the present moment, people are more interested with material improvement. But our real interest is not only our, every human being's interest should be for spiritual upliftment. Just like our body is there, and within the body I am the spirit soul, also I am there. So we are taking care of the body, but not of the spirit soul. The nature's law is that the spirit soul changes in different position of the body as we experience in this life, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. Similarly, after giving up this body, we'll have to accept another body, and there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. We do not know what kind of body we are going to accept according to our activities and mentality. At the time of death, the mentality will ascertain what kind of body you are going to get next. So these things are completely not discussed, neither they have any knowledge. So at the present moment, the human civilization is a very risky civilization. So in order to save them from this state of ignorance, this Krishna consciousness movement is essential. It is not a sectarian, a religious movement, faith or sentiment. It is actually a scientific movement. There are many scientists present. They are also taking a very serious view of this movement. So we invite all important men to contact us and try to understand the basic principle of this movement, how to elevate the human society to the proper standard of life and become peaceful in this life as well as in the next life.
Do you think mankind is making some improvement?
No, materially they may be doing some improvement, but that is not spiritually important. Just like I give sometimes this example, just like a dog, animal, is jumping with four legs on the street, and we are going fast with four wheels. So that does not make any difference. The difference is the dog cannot understand about his spiritual identity. A man can understand if he is properly trained up. If the man is denied that facility, then he remains in the ignorance of an animal like cats and dogs.
I'd like to know, this is your first visit to Washington?
Yes.
Is that right? Who have you visited with while you've been here? Have you stayed here or have you gone out and...
Yes, I'm in the Western country for the last 10 years. Sometimes Europe, sometimes America. I've got more than 100 temples all over the world. So I go and visit and instruct my disciples about this movement.
But you indicated before you came here that you were interested in meeting some leaders in the city. Have you met any of them?
Leader?
She's wondering whether you met with any political leaders.
No, I have no interest with the political leaders because it is not a political movement, it is a spiritual movement.
Another question I have is if materialism is not so important as the...
No, it is important, but not at the sacrifice of spiritual understanding.
Well, what I was interested in is why is it necessary to live in such lavish situation as is shown here?
Lavish? What do you mean by lavish?
Well, I think this is a rather elegant, lavish kind of room.
What is that, lavish?
She's referring to your quarters are very nicely furnished.
Yeah. No. It is for you, because you cannot sit down cross-legged. We have arranged this coach for you.
Why is it necessary to
live? If it is not lavishly decorated, you will refuse to come here.
Why is it necessary to live in such comfort as this for the spiritual?
We can live on the street, but you cannot come and see on the street. For you, we have arranged. That is, we can live underneath a tree. There is a, but that does not make any difference. Our point is that you may live materially comfortably. There is no harm. But if you forget your spiritual identity, then you remain like animal. Just like sometimes a cat or dog is also allowed to sit on the couch. But that does not mean he has become a human. He remains a cat and dog because the consciousness is lacking of a human being. In this seed, there may be some bugs. So the bug is also living on this coat, but he has no understanding.
What is your opinion of what this movement should be doing in terms of world activities and world affairs and that it isn't doing now? Are there some new areas that you may try to influence?
No, we are pushing on this movement all over the world. It is not that this particular place is important, but our interest is that Western people, they are so intelligent, they are very systematically making improvement in material condition of life, and they should know also that a spiritual life is more important than material life. Because, for example, we are a combination of matter and spirit. So long the spirit soul is there, our body is very important. Otherwise, without spirit, the body has no importance. Everyone can understand. Similarly, all this material advancement of civilization is very good, provided there is a spiritual understanding also. Otherwise, it is decoration of the dead body. A dead body decorated has no value. But when there is life, then the body is valuable. So material advancement of material civilization means decoration of the dead body. But when there is spiritual understanding, then there is importance of everything.
Why is it that the Hare Krishna movement has in the last couple of years attempted to make itself a little bit more respectable in the public's eyes by having members wear street clothes and wigs and so forth while they're soliciting?
By nature it is very important movement. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they are taking serious interest. We have got so many books, perhaps we have seen, they are being accepted by the learned circle all over the world, university, colleges, professors. They are reading our books, placing standing order, and we have got relationship, especially with educated circle. They are trying to understand the importance of this movement.
I don't quite understand that in terms of my question about wearing street clothes and wigs instead of saffron robes and chanting and so forth.
She's pointing out that in recent years we've changed our dressing style whilst we're on the street selling books.
This is not important. Practically, as sannyasi, brahmachari, we dress with saffron cloth. But sometimes you do not like, but we have to do business with you, therefore we change. What can we do? Necessity has no law.
I'm also interested in, you all have moved your school out of Texas, is that correct?
Gurukul school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why was that done?
Why? Gurukul school? We are training children from the very beginning of life to understand the spiritual importance of life.
She's wondering why we moved from Texas.
We have got there.
We have got our school. We have about 7 or 8 schools now all throughout America. We've actually expanded.
But wasn't that school moved to India?
No, it's maintained, not in larger scale, but in small scale.
Rather than have one large central school, we have smaller.
7 or 8 schools around the U.S.?
Yes.
Where are they?
On our various farming communities, especially.
How many members now do you now have? How many followers? How many?
10,000.
10,000. Is that is in this country, or is that?
Disciples. And hundreds of thousands, millions throughout the world are reading these books, and adopting. some of these principles at least to their lives.
What does the Hare Krishna movement offer that other religions do not?
I say it is not, don't compare with religion. It is an educational movement. One should understand his spiritual identity.
You made some nice points during the interview, Srila Prabhupada. They wanted to know why we were doing things so elaborately, and you said that this is for you, so that you will come here. We can live anywhere under a tree, but if we were living under a tree, you would not come. So this couch is for you to sit down, because you can't sit down cross-legged. I appreciate it.
Actually, that is the fact.
Yeah.
We can leave any condition.
We showed the first Back to Godhead magazine yesterday, Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. And the first Back to Godhead copy of the magazine that you published from Calcutta, 1944, found in the library here. Library of Congress.
How they collected?
Oh, it was, and it was kept very nicely.
Yeah.
And paper was, quality was very good. I mean, the printing and everything.
Yeah.
From India, thinking.
There are some mistakes also.
Yeah, the printing mistakes.
That is India's special
quality.
Quality. It was printed in the best press of Calcutta, the state of the government. Saraswati press. That is the best, perhaps, in Bengal.
This is called Thakke? Tucker Spink and a company.
Tucker Spink was the agent for sale.
Yeah, the paper quality was good.
So it was first published in 1944.
Yes.
That is.
So the first appearance on the Vyasa Puja Day, 1944.
It was published in the first-class press, and the first-class bookseller was selling this Thakur Spink, that is the most important bookseller in Calcutta.
Did you send copies to all the libraries?
No, they weren't doing everything.
Oh.
They might have sent to every time like that.
Mm. we show most of Srila Prabhupada's books, recent books in that library. Mm-hmm. Library of Congress has most of the books.
Inside, have you got the photograph from inside?
Yes, it's a photograph of Siddhanta Prabhupada.
Yeah.
This is not the copy that I wanted. Then what be not? What is the wrong one?
So 1944 until the 76, 32 years?
Yes.
How did you get the information?
Oh, in the card catalog. Actually, Pradyumna found it. Pradyumna. All 3, 4, 5 of us went there, city library. Actually, we went to discuss that Surya Siddhanta and some of the astronomical calculations. Mm. Wanted to check in the library if I didn't have anything. Found some.
Found?
Yeah, I found one Bhagavad Puran. Mm. It was printed in sometime 1901. They are a summary of Bhagavatam. Mm. They also describe the planetary system. Mm. Earth first, then Earth, then Sun, then Moon. It's like exactly in circles.
Yes, see. They are all activities are in Arizona. That is disclosed, Mr.
Yeah.
Immediate.
Exposed.
All bogus for mm-hmm.
Shameful.
They have now disclosed this ancestral psychology. No, I am not stealing. Who is there in the room? No, I'm not stealing. Where the question of if somebody asks, are you stealing, then the answer. If somebody is asking, who is in that room? Immediately answer, no, I'm not stealing.
Feeling guilty.
This is it. What concern was about the reason? This is psychology.
Mm-hmm.
They have no business with Arizona, but they are putting the Arizona. That means we have everything in our in that. What benefit people will get by such information? And they are spending so much money.
Mm.
If it is like Arizona cave, the animals, they are assuming entities, why not there? What is the answer?
Well, they say it is similar, but not enough to have life.
No, that is not science.
Oh.
Okay. Some of them are similar, then everything must be similar.
Mm.
That is nature's way. What do scientists say?
There was one report, they said there may be some bacteria there. They thought there's a possibility of bacteria.
They also do not see anything growing.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, everything dies, everything becomes brown. And then in the spring, everything becomes green. Mm-hmm. On these other planets, they don't see anything like that. Changes.
Their seeing is not perfect. Now it is up to you, scientist, to answer all this. What is this picture?
Radhaman Prabhu from Atlanta Temple, I requested him to complete this after Prabhupada's instruction. Now he sent me yesterday that. So I just wanted to show to Prabhupada, see how.
What is this?
You recall that they sent one sample, Bhaktivedanta Institute, the emblem. And they had wanted to include some Sanskrit slogan, perhaps. You'd mentioned Atato Brahma Jigyasa. So they've done that, they've decorated a little bit.
Is this style acceptable to Prabhupada?
Yes.
You think it's nice?
You can go quite along. All you can.
And this is another one, that the similar style, but here the boat is inside. And Prasad Krishna Maharaj told me, wrote me back saying that.
It's just my opinion that because it's Bhaktivedanta Institute, it should have a picture of the founder, Bhaktivedanta. Especially also because not only children will be instructed, but you'll have adults also, I presume. The picture recently appears to be very young people.
I was thinking that to show the devotees dressed in sikkhas and everything may not be so important.
We'll keep outsiders from
that. Make it so Indian and Hindu. We don't want to give that impression.
Yeah. This is
ours. Yeah, so we'll take this.
Because I was preaching to everyone. This is rough sketch, but we can make it very colorful and put nice color and detail.
Also, Tamal Krishna Maharaj sent me a letter yesterday saying, asking a little about Bhaktivedanta Institute, what the plans, things like that.
So, we are going tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are also coming?
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
In the presence of Rupa Nuga, we should also, what we have been thinking was, at the beginning, we tried to finish this book as part of the institutional program. And plus the journal that we discussed yesterday with the Rabindra Sarup is there. And that will be our initial phase. And my feeling is that now this institute, at the beginning, we have some sort of research institute that we are doing right now, writing something, collecting some information from other sources. So it's some sort of, looks to me like a research type orient. This is research-oriented.
Until we're finished the books, and we're able to establish a teaching situation. Right now, our men are really concerned with finishing so we have some good propaganda.
No, one thing is research main, again, that mental speculation.
But our research is different, though.
So that people will understand that it is another type of mental speculation. But ours is not that. We take it as absolute truth. So how to convince that?
We were not going to advertise ourselves as a research institute.
Research means that it is not known, you're trying to find out. But ours is not position that.
Yes.
It is already known.
Another aspect of the institute at the beginning phase is that your Divine Grace also instructed a few days ago that we also give some, try to give some lectures to colleges. We can present as members from the Bhaktivedanta Institute, the higher learning section of ISKCON. That can also be part of the. So we can go to colleges and universities. We don't have to go every month or so, but maybe once a month or twice a month.
For them, there is opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we can represent from Bhaktivedanta Institute. If we do that, then people also respect those in the academic circle, saying that we are representing ISKCON from academic aspect. And so we have our title, saying that is from Bhaktivedanta Institute, such and such person is going to speak on such and such topic.
Yeah.
So they can, we can, in the initial phase, I think we can...
You can post this.
This morning?
Yeah.
I'll be doing this tomorrow. I have to go into town a little bit later to pick up these passports. They're not quite ready till 2:30.
So think that since Rupanuga Prabhu is here in Washington area, but his participation is at most important. So he's suggesting that the institute be housed somewhere here in Washington.
It's also a good area for the scientists. Already we have met
the ideas from Yeah.
In this college program, when we went last time to Florida, Gainesville, Amarendra, president, is Gainesville Temple.
He has written. It was encouraging.
Balavanta was reporting about the TV that you did at the university in Gainesville.
Actually, he wanted to make engagements in colleges. And he wanted to participate, just going to colleges, talk, and then make engagements. And then he said that we can come once in a while and give lectures, things like that.
That kind of engagement is very nice.
So we learned there that they wanted some book take home and study the situation. So we told them, you told them you're working on a book.
Yeah.
And so the book will be very helpful for propaganda when we meet with these people.
So finish this book, actually.
It's very important. These kinds of engagements, as you know, if you don't have some literature for them to take home, then it's not complete. So the title, the journal is Savvigyanam, with
In scientific knowledge.
I was wondering if the with scientific knowledge. Would it be improper to say Vijnanam only, but would that be improper? I was thinking in terms of making the title as short as possible. Vijnanam or Savvigyanam, both nice, but I was thinking if...
Savvigyanam is more important.
More important.
Vijnanam means theoretical. That's how we get me practice.
Oh. Hmm.
So independence is what we write in scientific knowledge?
That you
mentioned in Carver.
Oh.
And so Virginia and invest.
How do you can write spiritual science? That way is not even important. They will not understand spiritual.
No.
What about perfect science? Complete science, yeah.
Absolute science.
Absolute science.
Science is absolute.
I'll be coming to New York, but first I have to go to Rath Yatra in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. They're having Rath Yatra on the 10th. Then, I don't think there'll be any GBC meetings so early than that, so I go there first. Scientists, I have any questions that you want to ask about them while we have this time?
Yeah, we have many
questions. We have still the answer.
There's one thing I was wondering a little bit. Is the possibility of, at least possible, of making some experiments which would tend to indicate that life is not material. And this might be appealing to some of the people with scientific education, because they're used to such things, experiments.
Are there at their presentation?
No. Experiment is there. Just like in Hindu, they burn the body into ashes. How this soul starts minding. This is scientific experiment. Bhagavad Gita said, Nainamudahati Pavaka. Everyone is saying the body is burned into ashes. But it's still, Tathave Hantara Prabhi. He's going to another body, evidently. That the soul is not burned.
They were having a meeting with the other scientists, and they were challenging you. They were saying, show us one experiment. Show us one experiment. That's the way they are.
There is so many experiments.
We were wondering, we knew that, for example, Jagadish Chandra Bose did some experiments indicating plants having consciousness. We were wondering if some things of that kind might be of some use.
So, the Calcutta, there is Bose Institute, you can go and see.
There's
they have got a machine, how the plants are feeling, everything.
That is important because they're saying these animals have no soul. They're saying lower forms of life, they have no soul, so killing them is not important. So his work was important.
Killing or not killing, that is another point. You can kill your own son, they're killing, actually. That is another point. But they have got soul. All the symptoms are there. How can say there's no soul? where is the difference between man's behavior and animal's behavior? So far as eating, sleeping, sex, defense is concerned, the same thing. Mm-hmm. How do you say that it is different from the human being? Why they differentiate the animal from the man? What is the man point?
I think that scientifically, that was just Christian doctrine that made them do that, because the scientists turned it around.
Christian doctrine is not quite right. Yeah. But symptoms, some animals and symptoms of human being, primary necessity, eating, sleeping, mating, defense. There is that. Everywhere.
They may agree, but they'll say that this...
There is soul. As soon as there is living condition, there is soul. As soon as the body is dead, there is no soul. This is different. It is a Christian doctrine, not scientific doctrine, that animal has. What do you have to do with Christian?
They're very poor understanding of the nature of the soul.
Huh?
In Christianity, I mean, these people.
It is not very advanced.
There's no respect for you.
That is.
Billy Graham says there's a soul in the dog. It is column, my answer. So there's a column by Billy Graham.
That's that column you saw.
Don't you challenge that?
It's, yeah, somebody asked, that I love my dog, looks like, the dog comes when I call and so behaves very nicely. So this questioner was asking that the dog might have soul.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked Billy Graham, what do you think? So Billy Graham was saying that, no, dog has no soul.
This is dog body. This is not scientific. This is dog body.
You could not support his statements.
Dogmatic, you can say any nonsense. But philosophy and science is different.
Mm-hmm.
If he's talking on dogmatic platform, then what is his value? What does he mean by soul is there and soul is not there? How does he prove?
We are finding that there are some real scientific experiments, like Pasteur's, the one that we did in the slideshow the other night, and some of the work of Bose, that have been ignored simply or misinterpreted. Already there's been some work in this area. So we are thinking that we can point to these as examples to confirm our position. Because there are scientific
Christian commandment, they thou shalt not kill. So what does it mean?
Chinese Bhagavad Gita just came to the
phone.
Chinese is God.
Yes, he said there was some defect with him, so they rectified that, apparently, with the color.
Can you see?
Who has done this for your Papa?
Take a look.
One devotee.
Boy, this is nice.
Mentioned that you're going to begin printing the second six chapters soon, within 2 months.
and also a new Chinese magazine.